Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah and welcome back. The following hadith, hadith number 99, was narrated by Jubair ibn Mut'im, may Allah be pleased with him. This companion says that I heard the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam reciting Surah At-Tur in Maghrib prayer. And we know that Surah At-Tur is not a short surah, but it is not among the long surahs. And this is what is known as Al-Mufassal. Scholars say that there are long surahs Al-Mufassal. They disputed where Al-Mufassal starts, and most likely it starts from Surah Al-Hujurat. And it moves down to the Juz'u 27, 28, 29, and 30, where you have the short surahs, and they call this the short of Al-Mufassal. And Surah At-Tur is among the long surahs of Al-Mufassal, and the compiler is indicating the general mistake that a lot of the Muslims do. Though it's not wrong, it's not sinful. A lot of Muslims in Maghrib prayer, they only recite the short surahs of Al-Mufassal. However, here, the Prophet recited what? The longer version of Al-Mufassal. And in other hadiths, authentic, we have the Prophet reciting Surah Al-A'raf, chapter 7, which is one of the longest surahs of the Quran, in Maghrib. So we learn from this that the Prophet's sunnah is not to stick only to the short surahs. Having said that, one should always go back to the basics. What are the basics? When you lead people in prayer, always try to be brief and to have your prayer perfect, because behind you there are those who are weak, there are those who are ill, and there are those who have needs they would like to attend after prayer. So you should not postpone them as much. Hadith number 100, and it's in the same topic, so, and it's short, that's why I'm reading it myself. Al-Bara ibn Azim, may Allah be pleased with him and with his father, reported that I heard the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam reciting in Isha prayer with Surah At-Teen. Now, Teen is among the shortest of Al-Mufassal. And I have never heard anyone with a sweeter voice than him sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nor better recitation. And this goes without saying that the best of voices was Sheikh Al-Ma'igli, or Sheikh Saud Al-Shreem, or the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. It goes without doubt that the best of those who recite the Quran is the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And then are those who you feel close to Allah when you hear it. Some of the reciters, you hear their Quran and you enjoy the voice, or you enjoy the clarity of the words coming out, or you feel good when you hear it. This is not a good recitation. A good recitation is the one that makes you understand the Quran, and it gets you closer to Allah. And by getting closer to Allah Azza wa Jal, we mean that you have this khushu', you have this love and fear at the same time for Allah when you pray. This is what we want in prayer. So the Prophet's recitation, alayhi salam, by far was the best. His voice was the sweetest of all. And from this hadith, we learn that Isha prayer, though it is almost in the beginning of the night, yet this does not mean that you should prolong it and people don't have anything to do. Let's spend the next hour in prayer. No. We will get to know that this is against the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi as-salatu wassalam. Also, we learn from this hadith that it is highly recommended that you beautify your voice with the Quran. So when you recite the Quran, some of the brothers just recite it without any beautification. So Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm al-Din, Iyaka Na'budu, Iyaka Nasta'een. What is this? He said, no, I don't want to be soft. I don't want any melody to come in. No, this is definitely wrong. But at the same time, you do not sing the Quran. You do not use tunes of contemporary musicians or so to recite the Quran as if you are listening to a song, but you recite the Quran in the proper way and manner that all the Imams have been reciting it since the time of the Prophet ﷺ until these days. You have to know how to recite the Quran in a fashion that makes the people love the Quran. As we've said before, there are people who are repellent. They make people run away from Islam. And among them are those who give the adhan. In some masjid I've been to, I've heard adhan so bad that it is unimaginable. The sound is ugly, the pronunciation is awful, and the way he's doing it is horrible. Remember, who was the man who saw the adhan? Abdullah ibn Zayd. Yet the Prophet did not allow him to give the adhan. He's the one who saw it in the dream. And he told him, give it to Bilal. But he complained. He said, Prophet of Allah, and I saw it, I should call it. He said, no, he has a better voice. So calling the adhan is essential. You have a good voice. It's not just to have a loud voice. And leading the people in prayer also requires that you have a beautiful voice to call people to have khushu' in salat. We will take your questions. Yes, brother. Second row.
Nowadays in Bombay particularly, there are certain masjid which are known to finish their Taraweeh. There's a competition. Yeah, the Taraweeh gets over in 25 minutes, the other gets over in 35 minutes. So the 25 minutes is more preferred by the musallis. And the situation is also like this. The imam also recites fast. Where is the tranquility and the khushu in that, Shaykh?
You have to look for a masjid that has this. I don't know the masjids of Mumbai, so I cannot advise you. Akhi, all over the world, there are people who pray to please the people. So you will find that the masjids near malls and markets, they finish in 20 minutes. You find masjids in remote areas where people are relaxed and cooled down, they take an hour to finish their Taraweeh. I've been in Egypt in the first week of Ramadan a few years back, and one of my friends, he's a sheikh, well-known sheikh, one of the top three sheikhs in Egypt. I had dinner with him, and he told me that throughout Ramadan, they pray 8 hours Taraweeh. And I was, excuse me, 8 hours? And he says, this has been doing it for the past few years. We're praying in my masjid, which is in my home. So we have like 50, 70 people. We pray Taraweeh all this long. In Abha, in Saudi Arabia, there is a masjid, well-known masjid. They finish the Quran in Taraweeh every 3 days. Yani every night in Taraweeh, they recite 10 juzuk. So every 3 nights, they finish the Quran. And I know masjids elsewhere, they don't finish the Quran except every 4 or 5 years. Every Ramadan, they recite a certain portion and then finish it the second Ramadan, the third, and the fourth. So you look for the masjid that you feel the tranquility. And sometimes the tranquility does not mean quantity. Sometimes tranquility does not mean quantity. Tranquility does not mean that how many juzu can I finish. Because you can finish the whole Quran 5, 6 times and you did not benefit anything. The man is reading 160 miles per hour. I don't know what he's reading. Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar. I think there's a YouTube clip, a Ferrari Imam or something like this. A man, seriously, in Turkey. I've seen it. The guy prays like, that's it. Allahu Akbar, and it's not Allahu Akbar, Subhanahu Rabbi Azim, no. Allahu Akbar, Subhanahu Rabbi Azim, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And the people are not catching. His prayer and their prayer is invalid. This is not praying, this is playing. It's not with an R, it's with an L. So you have to look for the masjid that follows the sunnah, that you get the soul of your prayer in. Not so that you boast with people, mashallah, I prayed behind an imam and he finished 5 juzu. Or I prayed behind this imam of this masjid or that masjid who used to be in al-haram. No, I pray because this is between me and Allah Azza wa Jal, where I find my heart and where I find the sunnah is being practiced.
Sheikh, when we study that hadith, that last salata liman la yaqra ummul kitab, so it says that it is last salata. So can we conciliate this hadith by, it does not say that la raka'a. So in Isha, in the last two silent prayer, even if you pray one Surah Fatiha, it is accepted. Or in Zohar, even if you pray once, because it does not say about the raka'a, it says about the salah.
The negation is for the whole salah, meaning that if you do not recite al-Fatiha in every raka'a, then your prayer is invalid, not in one raka'a. The brother is saying, this hadith, can we understand it in saying that if I recite al-Fatiha in the first raka'a, and the remaining three rak'ahs, I don't pray. I don't recite it. Then my prayer is valid because the Prophet said, La salata, there is no prayer valid for those who do not recite the Fatiha. And he did not say that the rak'ah is invalid if you do not recite the Fatiha, and this is not true. The correct thing is like wudu. La salata, liman la wudu alah. Whoever does not perform wudu, his salat is invalid. We don't say that one rak'ah, if I prayed three rak'ahs, and in the fourth rak'ah, I passed wind. So would I say that my prayer is valid? No, because it's all connected together and Allah Azza wa Jal knows best. This is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.